Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today, BK and I were at Chiefs training camp. And yesterday, we spent a lot of time talking about the running back position. And I feel over the last 42, 72, however you want to put it, Darwin Thompson has become a little bit of a media darling, a fan favorite. And the conversation around Darwin Thompson has really turned up over the last 4 or 5 days. So, the Chiefs running back coach is sitting there, and the media is all gathered around him, and there was a young, dogged reporter named Brandon Kiley there, ready to ask questions to any position coach that was willing to answer him. And he asked a very important question to the Chiefs running back coach. What does Carlos Hyde bring to the team? And I'm not going to lie, I was on the edge of my seat even though I was standing up, because I was trying to anticipate what was he going to say. Was he going to say blocking? Was he going to say speed? Was he going to say using his hands? Was he going to say versatility?
He wasn't going to say speed.
This is what he said Carlos Hyde brings to the table for your Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, he brings some veteran leadership. You know, a guy who's been around, seen it, done it, been in those wars, and he can give some great feedback to the younger guys. So he gives you some veteran savvy for sure.
Veteran leadership is what Carlos Hyde brings to the team. Now, maybe this is me reading between the lines, word to our guy KK. That don't sound good, though. If you're asked, what do you bring to the team, and we're already questioning your role on the team, and veteran leadership, which is just basically you've been in the league for a while, I ain't feeling too good about Carlos Hyde, my man.
This is like ugly people saying it's what's on the inside that counts. It's just not true. But if you like experience, he certainly has it. Talking about Carlos Hyde, 13 touchdowns over the last 2 years. Now, the problem is, the average yards per carry, whether it was Jacksonville or Cleveland where he split time last year, 3.3 yards per carry in Cleveland, 3.4 yards per carry at Jacksonville. The year before that, 3.9 yards per carry. So he certainly has experience. He's been around the league for a while. How much talent and how much gas does he have left in the tank is a completely other question.
And when it comes to veteran experience for Carlos Hyde, that's just a lot of guys in the league. Like, we are going to get from 90-man rosters to 53-man rosters here in, what, the next 3 weeks? There's going to be a lot of running backs that hit the open market that have...
Well, he brings some veteran leadership. You know, a guy who's been around, seen it, done it, been in those wars, and he can give some great feedback to the younger guys. So he gives you some veteran savvy for sure.
Now, I don't want to completely scoff it and make fun of it, because I do think that veteran leadership and experience is a valuable thing. My question will continue to be, do the Chiefs need that from Carlos Hyde, and are we sure that he's going to be the one to provide it throughout the course of the season? I think that Darwin Thompson's making this team. I feel very confident that Damian Williams is going to make this team. I feel very confident that Darrell Williams is making this team. I still don't know if Carlos Hyde's making this roster.
Leadership's not an issue for this football team. It has been in the past, but it isn't right now. Whether you're talking about the quarterback, whether you're talking about the new additions, whether you're talking about the head coach, there's a lot of good chemistry. There's a lot of good leadership from the top to bottom in this locker room. I don't think that Carlos Hyde and his experience are going to make that a lot better, where it's all of a sudden going to get this team over the hump and they're going to win a Super Bowl. I just think that other guys have earned their way on the football field more than Carlos Hyde has. And whether you're talking about practice or the first preseason game or the last couple of years, he's had his chance. He just hasn't really shown out. In the case of Damian Williams, in very limited playing time last year, that guy earned his role and earned his money for the Kansas City Chiefs. As far as Darwin Thompson goes, again, very small sample size, but we've been hearing a lot about him in camp, and he looked great in the first preseason game. Darrell Williams is kind of the X factor, because I know about as much about Darrell Williams running as I do Serena Williams running, or Montel Williams running, or Cat Williams running. I really have no idea. All these guys bring something different to the table. I'm just not sure at this point in his career what Carlos Hyde offers to this football team. I'm not even sure really what their plan was in going out and signing Carlos Hyde in the first place.
BK, if you had to guess, as the person who asked the question, what's the likeliness that Carlos Hyde is on the team? Because I was standing right next to you when that question was asked, and we got the exact same vibe based on his response. He gave the most stock answer you can give about a player. Like, you cannot answer a question more vanilla about a veteran player in the NFL than the answer he gave about Carlos Hyde. And then when you factor it in, how he talked about Darwin Thompson, how they talked about Damian Williams, there was a clear contrast in how he talked about those three players respectively.
Carlos Hyde ain't making this team. No, sir. Not after hearing that, man. There's just no way. Like, what is we've been asking this from the outside looking in for the last few days of just what is his role? It feels like Darwin Thompson's further along than we all anticipated. Damian Williams today was back to his normal workload. He was your clear-cut number one running back. There was no secondary, like, tertiary pieces. It was very clear Damian Williams was back to being the number one running back out at practice today. So if that's going to be the case, and Darwin Thompson's further along, and Darrell Williams can give you some of the run between the tackles, break glass in case of emergency type of reps, the hell is Carlos Hyde on the team for? And he just told you, because of his veteran savvy. That doesn't help you on Sundays. If you're a team that's hoping to win 4, 5, 6 games over the course of the 2019 season, maybe you bring in a guy like Carlos Hyde to help you with one of your younger running backs. He does nothing for this team. He doesn't bring anything to the table. He's a waste of a roster spot, in my opinion. I don't know how he makes this roster.
I will say this. Aside from Patrick Mahomes today at Chiefs training camp, which makes sense. He's the best player on the team. He's the best player in the NFL behind Aaron Donald. The second most questions were about Darwin Thompson. Darwin Thompson was a very popular person today in the Chiefs media tent. The Chiefs, in my opinion, have gone out of their way to tell you that it is not a running back by committee. There is not a running back controversy, that they know who the running back is to their team.
Well, I look at the committee as we got a committee of guys that can play, but we'll go out there. Damian will be the first guy to go out there. So Damian's going to go out there. He's the lead guy. He's going to go out there and play. He'll be supplemented by the other guys, of course, but Damian is the starter.
The Chiefs, in my opinion, every single time, and aside from when Andy Reid was asked specifically about it when SiriusXM came here and they were just asking about running back by committee, people inside the building at Arrowhead and people who have been there to training camp all come to the same conclusion that Damian Williams is their number one running back. Fans might look at it as a 1A, 1B situation. I don't think that's how the team is evaluated.
Whoever it ends up being running the football for the Chiefs, that's a really good job to have in 2019 with Andy Reid as your head coach and Pat as your quarterback and a lot of other weapons around you, the best tight end in the league, a pretty good offensive line. It's not hard to have success in that offense. As a matter of fact, here's Andy Reid's running backs his entire career. It's a short list, shorter than you're probably expecting. Deuce Staley, stud. Brian Westbrook, stud. LeSean McCoy, stud. Jamal Charles. For a couple of years, he had the combination of West and Ware. And then the last season and a half, he had Kareem Hunt. That's it. Where on that list did a running back not have success in the Andy Reid system? 8 times since he's been a head coach, his running back has scored double-digit touchdowns, including a season where Jamal Charles had 19 combined touchdowns and LeSean McCoy had 20. Basically, what I'm saying is, whoever runs the football for this team is getting a hell of an opportunity, and they're going to have success. Whether it's Damian Williams or Darrell Williams or Carlos Hyde or the rookie Thompson, whoever ends up getting the carries for this team is going to succeed.
Maybe later weeks we'll see more of a share of the lion's share of the carries, but I think it's pretty safe to say that at least for week one against the Jacksonville Jaguars and probably for the first month of the season, I think it's pretty clear who their number one running back is going to be, and it's going to be Damian Williams, despite, I would say, the very impressive showing in preseason game number one from Darwin Thompson.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.